When it was posted to Tumblr, BuzzFeed, and Twitter because no one could agree on what color it was, they called it the dress that broke the internet. But the real people behind the picture were hiding a troubling past. This is the story of Keir Johnston, the groom made famous by the dress, and why some people say it's cursed. Hi friends, I'm Katie, and this is Katie Does Crime. Thank you for joining me for the first time if you're new here. I'm a Midwesterner who now lives in New York City, putting my writing degree to use by researching true crime cases that interest me, and hopefully you. And hello to the usual rapscallions and reprobates. Please consider subscribing or joining me on Patreon if you'd like to hear more true crime stories. My best friend sent me this case saying that I may be able to find some good footage of the people involved because they had their 15 minutes of fame for something else altogether almost a decade ago. And the man involved in this case is named Keir, and I'm watching the show Severance right now with a character named Keir, so it felt like it was meant to be. This Keir, Keir Johnston, helped quote-unquote break the internet back in 2015 when his wife posted a picture of the dress her mom was going to wear to their wedding on Facebook. It started when Cecilia Bleasdale was out shopping with her partner at the Cheshire Oaks Mall near Liverpool, England, in February 2015. Her daughter was getting married soon, so she stopped at a store called Roman Originals to find something that might hold her in the right places. She found three dresses she liked, took pictures of them, and bought the one she liked best. She texted her daughter on the way home with the photos and said she bought the third one. Her daughter said, "Oh, the white and gold one?" Cecilia said, "No, no, the blue and black one." Her daughter said, "If you think that's blue and black, you need to go see the doctor." And thus began the debate that everyone had an opinion about, one where both sides thought the other side was literally insane. The family couldn't agree, and even Cecilia's partner was seeing one thing in the picture when he had seen the opposite thing in real life in the store. So Cecilia's daughter posted the picture of the dress to Facebook to ask her friends what they saw. Then a friend of hers, who joked that it was tearing the community apart, posted it to her Tumblr and said, "Guys, please help me. Is this dress white and gold or blue and black? Me and my friends can't agree and we are freaking the f out." That's when it really took off, strangers all fighting in the comments section. Then the conversation moved to BuzzFeed and then Twitter, where celebrities started chiming in. Mindy Kaling wrote in all caps, "It's a blue and black dress. Are you effing kidding me?" Taylor Swift wrote, "I don't understand this odd dress debate, and I feel like it's a trick somehow. I'm confused and scared. P.S. It's obviously blue and black." Kim Kardashian said she saw white and gold, while Kanye saw blue and black. People felt personally hurt when their favorite star didn't side with them, and some people got angry. One user wrote, "Anyone who disagrees, I'm at 37th and Madison, come fight me." At its peak, Twitter said the hashtag #thedress was being used 11,000 times per minute. I remember feeling like I was being gaslit. No one really saw a white and gold dress, right? But they really did. Slate later published an article by a vision scientist about why people saw the colors of the dress differently. He said it was like discovering a new continent, the way the dress upended the field of color vision. He said people just assume that everyone sees the world in generally the same way, and we're taught to believe what we can see with our eyes. So if someone disagrees with us, they must be dumb or lying or something like that. But in this case, we weren't seeing the dress directly with our eyes. We were seeing a photo of it, and a pretty crappy cell phone photo of it at that. It was unclear if the dress was inside or outside, lit from the front or the back, and shown in bluish light or yellowish light. So our brains, having no idea what to think, just start to assume things. And once our brain assume those things, they start being way too confident about it. This vision scientist said that basically, if you assumed the dress was in natural light and or shadow versus indoor lighting and or direct light, you are more likely to see the dress as white and gold. Your brain might think, okay, daylight and shadows are more blue, so this dress is probably white but looks blue because of the blue light being reflected onto it. Whereas people who assumed the dress was being photographed inside in fake light thought the dress really was truly blue fabric. A Duke University neuroscientist said that people are strongly wedded to the idea that colors are properties of objects when they are in fact made up by the brain. Now, of course, we know that the dress really was blue and black. The store where Cecilia originally bought her dress actually made a white and gold one that they auctioned off for charity. But you probably shouldn't wear it to your daughter's wedding unless you want to be seen as that mom wearing white to compete with the bride. Just as the dress mania was sweeping the nation, the family that started it all was invited to be on the Ellen DeGeneres show. They were flown to LA and put up in a hotel where they locked the dress in a safe. They were given a food stipend of $200 each. And while on the show, Ellen gave the newlyweds $10,000 cash. She offered to pay for an upgraded second honeymoon to the Caribbean for them. And of course, she gave them custom underwear that was half white and gold, half black and blue.
So you showed that picture to Keir, right? Is that...
Yeah, and you saw...
Well, I'm a founding member of Team Blue and Black, I'm afraid.
Really?
Yeah.
So then that must have confused you even more.
Yeah.
So then who did you show it to?
Well, being such a small island, my mom and dad live next door. We have an adjoining door. So I knocked on the door and through comes my dad. And I say, what colour is this dress? Dad, and he says, well, son, that's white and gold. And so I thought, these guys are playing a trick on me.
Wow. Okay, so then how do you come into this, Caitlin? Then you posted it, right?
Yeah, I posted it on Tumblr. And, I mean, we had been arguing about this for weeks. Like, it had been tearing the community apart. We were losing our minds. And then I posted it on Tumblr. I had a couple thousand followers. I thought, like, maybe I'd get some answers. You know, sometimes Tumblr's good for that kind of sciencey stuff. And...
yeah, I always go to Tumblr.
Yeah, for science. That's what I do, too. I go for science.
Then, as with all of these people with momentary internet fame, the couple disappeared back into obscurity to their home in Scotland. Well, for a minute. And then the husband, general store employee Keir Johnston, made news again in July 2023. The 38-year-old was spotted on the Glasgow High Court roll for a criminal preliminary hearing. When The Guardian published an article about it a few days later, they found that Johnston had allegedly been violent and controlling with his now wife, Grace McPhee, for almost 11 years. He was accused of keeping her from her friends, watching her every movement, keeping a leash on her spending, pushing her against a wall, throttling her, threatening her with a knife, hitting her through an open window when he couldn't get into her car, and putting her into a headlock and dragging her out of a pub when she wouldn't leave. It all finally culminated in him trying to strangle Grace to death on March 6, 2022. He allegedly pinned her to the ground, sat on top of her, and put his hands around her neck saying, "Somebody is going to die." Because they lived on a remote island in Scotland with no police precinct, she knew it might be over for her before they could arrive. So Grace called 999, screamed that her husband was trying to kill her, and then texted local friends to beg for help. At his preliminary hearing, Johnston denied everything, including the attempted murder charge. But ahead of his trial in May 2024, he changed his plea to guilty, probably, in my mind, because there was a witness to the terrifying strangling event. The prosecutor in the case said that Grace felt trapped after enduring years of abuse. Before the attack that resulted in her calling the police, she went to the mainland for a job interview against Johnston's wishes. He went out drinking and texted her, "You should support me, but you do not," which filled her with anxiety and dread. When she came home to their cottage later that night, Johnston said he was going to leave her. He started to walk out and she went outside to stop him. That's when he pinned her to the ground, his knees on her arms. Before he cut off her air, Grace screamed and someone heard and pulled Johnston off of her. But he came back with a vengeance, choking her again and holding a knife, saying he was going to finish her off. Reports say that he compressed her neck, which is just a horrifying description to me. Johnston then went to hide under a desk while she called the police, crying and hyperventilating. He put his knife to his throat when the authorities found him, but they grabbed it away from him. Grace was left with visible bruises and the feeling that her husband had no remorse nor empathy toward her. She said she had emotionally, psychologically, and financially suffered because of his actions. Keir's lawyers said that he had been under emotional distress since he was a kid, but that he makes no excuse for his behavior and should have broken things off when he and Grace grew apart. The lawyers said, it became apparent that their lifestyles were diverging and he was unable to cope with that, which I think means his wife wanted to have her own life and he wanted to control her. His lawyers said Johnston voluntarily got help for his anger issues and could be let out on probation. But the judge noted that fearing for her life like she had would affect Grace forever. probation wasn't enough. So because Johnson pleaded guilty, he was given a sentence of 54 months in prison instead of 60. Grace is separated from him, and he won't be able to contact her for 10 years. It looks to me like they maybe had two kids together, and she seems to be happy living her new life with them. I know that Grace and Keir apparently had a pretty tragic relationship, but I have to say that I love this Facebook post Keir made showing a picture of what I assume is his daughter and his car. He commented, "My two fave things in the whole wide world," and Grace commented back, "Dick." If I saw it on a friend's Facebook page, I would think they must be a fun couple, making jokes about each other. Maybe it wasn't a joke, though, knowing what we know now about their troubled past. I wonder if anyone in Grace's life knew what she was going through, and I wonder if she wishes the dress had never put their relationship in the limelight like it did. For better or worse, the Salvation Army used the fame of the dress to try to bring awareness to the issue of violence against women in an ad campaign. I think the tagline is pretty clever, "Why is it so hard to see black and blue?" although I know some people thought it was in poor taste. As for the real dress, the one that started it all, Grace's mom still has it, unwashed and unworn since the trip to LA to be on TV. She wonders if it should be on display somewhere, in a museum or something, a reminder of its fleeting pop culture importance. She might want to clean off the sweat marks first, though. Thank you for tuning into my podcast episode. I'm just a true crime fan like you are, and I really appreciate you taking a chance on me. Please subscribe and tell a friend if you like spending this time together. You can also find me on YouTube in the flesh by searching Katie Does Crime.